This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 44, and today's devotion is titled, A Scheduled Checkup. A Scheduled Checkup. Our scripture memory for today comes from Psalm chapter 29, verse 11. It says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." By now you should have your kitchens clean. But if you haven't had time to finish the kitchen, which was a huge job, I'm sure, I want to encourage you to set a day aside this week and complete the project before continuing. Today I want you to get out your schedule in your household notebook and let's look at it. What's working? What isn't working? What do you think is hindering you the most? As I've said before, I love to reevaluate my life on a regular basis, and that's what we're doing today. We're reevaluating the plans we made and seeing if everything is going the way we wanted it to go. And if not, we're going to tweak it so that things run smoother. When I look back at my own struggles with working out a schedule and sticking to it, I realized that it was often hard for me to keep a schedule for a couple of reasons. Number one, a lack of self-discipline. We've talked a lot about self-discipline over the last few weeks. For those of you who are not naturally inclined to being organized, or maybe are prone to laziness, this will be your greatest challenge. As you tweak your schedule, don't overdo the details. You'll only frustrate yourself if you try to be detailed in your planning. Begin setting aside chunks of time for certain tasks, but do not plan in 15-minute intervals. Make your schedule loose. As you make your loose schedule a habit, you can incorporate more details one at a time. A lot of times it's better than having a detailed minute-by-minute schedule. It's better to just focus on routines. So let's say in the morning you wake up, you have your devotion, you fix breakfast for your family, wake everybody up, they come sit at the table and eat, have family worship, have everybody make their beds, tidy up the kitchen, start the laundry, straighten up the bathrooms, straighten up the house, and then you're done. That can be your morning routine. What you do in between the morning routine and your afternoon routine is up to you. But try not to schedule in more than one or two things per hour. I hate feeling rushed, and so often I feel like my life is always in a hurry. So it's better to plan less and try to do less and just to do those things well. And like I said, if you can make your loose schedule a habit, you know, later on you can incorporate more details one at a time into your schedule so that you don't overwhelm yourself. The second reason sticking to a schedule may be hard is just plain old too much to do. And this is a hard one. It's something I struggle with on a daily basis. In fact, a year or so ago, maybe closer to 2 years now, I found myself really, really struggling emotionally, physically, mentally, and even spiritually. I was overwhelmed. I felt emotional much of the time. And I realized that I was going through burnout because I had so much to do and so many people pulling me in different directions that I felt like I was being pulled apart. And, you know, as a homeschooling mom, a pastor's wife of three churches, a writer, and then running a virtuous woman, plus all the day-to-day things that I just have to do, not to mention having a family, a large extended family, and elderly family members who need assistance each week, sometimes on a daily basis, life can be very overwhelming sometimes. And I knew I needed to do something about it. And I began to cut out activities. I began to cut out things that I felt like were not adding to the quality of my life. I began saying no to church members. I began to tell my husband that I was sorry, but I couldn't take on anything else. And over the course of several months, things did get better. And I found myself able to relax again and not feel quite so harried all of the time. My solution is to schedule only the basics during the day, and I do what I can to work the rest in. I try to keep my children on a basic schedule and work around their needs. And when I feel like I need to rest, I rest. When I feel like I need to take a break, I take a break. When I feel like I need to say no to a commitment, I say no. My family and my children are my priorities, and when other things get in the way of that, I'm robbing our family. So I try really hard these days not to allow outside activities, even good activities at church, get in the way of my ultimate goal in life, and that's to enjoy my children while they're still young and still at home, and to do the things that I feel like God has specifically called me to do. So evaluate your schedule. Make changes as needed. You know, sometimes as moms, it's interesting that in this day and age, with all of our conveniences, that we are busier than ever. The Bible talks about in Nahum about the end days and people running to and fro. And despite all of our conveniences, we are busier than ever. So evaluate your schedule and make changes as needed. Simplify your life. Cut out things that aren't really important. It's not always necessary to do all the things that maybe you are doing. If you're feeling overwhelmed or exhausted or feel like you're always in a hurry, look at your schedule and see what things you could cut out, what things are robbing you of the joy in your life. You can sit down and reevaluate your schedule anytime you feel like your schedule is not working. That schedule is not set in stone, and as your life changes, your schedule will change. The schedule is not your master. You are the master of your schedule. If you feel like you'll never get it right, trust that God will pull you through. If you struggle, if you fall off track, maybe things go wrong one day, or even day after day, just keep picking up where you left off and start over. Each day is a new day, and God's mercies are new every morning. As we continue to clean the house, make it your priority each day to keep the areas that we've already covered clean before you go to bed. The kitchen should be your number one priority. If you are only able to keep the kitchen clean for now, don't sweat it. One of the things that has been the biggest blessing for me in recent months has been after I cook supper in the kitchen, I'm done. And my daughters take turns washing and drying the dishes in the evenings, because usually by the end of the day, I'm very tired. And it really helps me and is such a blessing to me. And I make sure that I always tell my girls, thank you for all of their help. I tell them that they are such a blessing to me. and that I appreciate it. Feel proud of yourself as you go to bed each night with that clean kitchen. Thank God for His power that is working in you to create a home of peace and calm that you've always wanted. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the gift of time. Lord, thank you for loving us so much that no matter how much we struggle or how often we get things wrong, you're always there by our side to help us along the way. And Lord, whether we're struggling with self-discipline or maybe trying to do too much in a day, help us to know how we should use our time wisely. Help us to be good stewards of our time. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Help them to bless their homes and their families with your love. Give them wisdom, understanding, and courage in the days to come. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, The 8 Laws of Health.